أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أن ما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that if these atheists, non-believers, are cross-examined, then it will be understood that they also from within do believe in Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in another way, Allah explains His greatness and introduces Himself to us, and it is for us to see how great Allah Ta'ala is. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ اور اگر جتنے درخت ہے زمین میں, if all the trees which are on earth and pens are made out of these trees, of all the branches of all the trees, how many pens will be made in this world? وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ اور سمندر ہو اس کی سیاہی, and the seas become ink. All the trees become pens and all the seas become ink. مِن بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرْ اس کے پیچھے ہو سات سمندر, and then another seven seas besides that also. So much of ink. مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ نَا تَمَامْ هُو بَاتِ اللَّهِ كِي, and then all the people who understand, recognize Allah, His great Qudrat, and they write the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And this is just an example for us, which is mind-boggling. So many pens with so much ink, and you want to write the goodness, the greatness of Allah, His Qudrat, His works, etc. All this will get finished, but Allah's Qudrat will not get finished. So great is Allah Ta'ala. And sadly, from our side, we should think that we don't see the greatness of Allah. We don't recognize it. It does not register in our minds and hearts. Our minds and hearts have to be opened, then it will register. And when a person recognizes such a great thing, it gives him so much of joy within himself. Inna Allah Azizun Hakim. Beshak Allah Zabardast hai Hikmat Walo. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is the most powerful, and everything and everyone together cannot subdue or overpower Allah Ta'ala in any way whatsoever. And being so great and so powerful, all Allah's work is with wisdom. It isn't like a bull in a china shop that is just damaging and breaking everything. Allah's great power is harnessed with His great wisdom. And Allah uses this great power according to this great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. And also, one major thing that the non-believers of Makkah Sharif could not comprehend, how will people be brought back to life again? They used to say that when this body has decayed and nothing is left of it, how can it be brought back again? Allah gives another explanation of how this is so easy for Allah Ta'ala. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ تم سب کا بنانا اور مردے پیچھے جلانا ایسا ہی ہے جیسا ایک جی کا. Creating all of you, at the moment about 7 billion people in the world, and from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till today, till the day of Qiyamah, how many people will come in the world? Creating all of these and then resurrecting them again. For Allah, it is just like creating one person. For Allah's Qudrat is so great that these things do not matter anything to Allah Ta'ala. Like making one person and making the 7 billion which is at this moment. And that is only human beings. Then how many animals there are? How many fish there are? How many birds there are? How many ants there are? Allah alone is the creator of all this. So understand from this, when Allah is so great, then what is it difficult for Allah to resurrect and bring people back to life on the day of Qiyamah? Inna Allah sami'un basir. Beshak Allah sab kuch sunta dekhta hai. Allah Ta'ala hears everything and in detail, whatever, even what passes through the heart of a person. What is in his mind, that also Allah Ta'ala hears, Allah knows about it. So great is the knowledge of Allah. So greatly is Allah aware of everything. And so great is the power of Allah Ta'ala. Then again, and all these are so striking ways. And if a person's iman is alive, he will be fascinated and overtaken by all this. But if his iman is weak or dead, then these things do not mean anything to him. Allah Ta'ala says, Alam tara, tune nahi dekha. Have you not seen another aspect of Allah's great qudrat? Anna Allah yuliju layla fin nahar. Allah dakhil karta hai raat ko din mein. That Allah Ta'ala makes the night enter into the day. There are two meanings of this. One is that in winter we find the days have becoming shorter and the nights have becoming longer. Part of the day has entered into the night in winter. And in summer it is the opposite. The days are longer, the nights are shorter. So the part of the day has entered into the night. The other meaning is, don't you say every day after night day comes again? How the night enters into the day, and after the day the night comes, how the day enters into the night. Sadly, we've been trained in a Western form of education. We think this is just natural phenomena. Had we been trained with Islamic values, we should have known this is the Qudrat of Allah. And it is Allah Ta'ala's great, great work that is happening. And we won't just take it as natural phenomena. But having studied geography, astronomy at school, at university, we think these are just all natural phenomena that is taking place. And we don't see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah makes the day enter into the night. وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ اور داخل کرتا ہے دن کو رات میں. And Allah Ta'ala makes the day enter into the night. That is, when the other season comes, then the day enters into the night. The night becomes longer. That is in winter. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ اور کام میں لگا دیا ہے سورج اور چاند کو. And the sun, if we have to study how, what a great, great object it is. But Allah Ta'ala has put it under control. That man uses sunlight for so many things. In our bodies, vitamin D is absolutely essential, which comes from the sun. And it is absolutely essential that we dry our clothes also in sunshine. Drying our clothes in tumble dryers is unhealthy. Perhaps sometimes or the other when it is a necessity. But the rays of the sun burn the germs on the clothes. To hang the clothes outside. And then with the sun, how many other benefits does a man take all the time? In this time, these times, we heat our water with the sun. Solar heating, etc. And the sun is serving us, ripening our fruit all the time. How many other things the sun is at work? Man has to make, Allah has put this great, great, huge ball of fire in the control of man and let man benefit from it. Well, Qamar, and this moon also. The rays of the moon has got great effect on the ripening of the fruits also. And many other effects of the rays of the moon as well. Kullu yajri ila ajali musamma. Har ek chalta hai ek muqarrar waqt tak. All this is moving till a certain fixed time. That is what Allah has fixed till the day of Qiyamah. And see how perfectly it is moving. Never does the sun make an accident. It's moving. Never does the moon make an accident. All the stars which are moving at fantastic speeds in their orbits, but they don't make any accidents, and they will last till the time when Allah Ta'ala wants to, till Qiyamah, and then all will be destroyed. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ اور یہ ہے کہ اللہ خبر رکھتا ہے اس کی جو تم کرتے ہو. And all this Allah Ta'ala is doing so that He informs you and so that you know that whatever Allah Ta'ala is doing, that is the absolute truth, and is fully aware of all your doing. When you see Allah's Qudrat is so much, just like today, everywhere we are warned, this highway is under camera surveillance. So a person knows I must be careful, I am being watched wherever. And many other places we are informed that there are cameras here. So Allah also has informed us that we are in His camera all the time. And not only what we are talking, but what we are thinking. Allah Ta'ala zooms right into our hearts and into our minds. And Allah is fully aware. And when a person knows that there is a camera here, then he's careful what he does. If man knows that Allah's camera is watching him all the time, then also his life will be regulated and corrected. So yeah, in this ayat also, Allah brings us closer to him. Let us see him and let us know his presence. If said, we don't feel the presence of Allah. If this ayat open on us, then we will feel Allah's presence with us wherever we are. And that won't make our life difficult, but it will make our life joyous when we understand what a great power, what a merciful being is with us all the time.